That is moving to me to think that John was all alone and Jesus said, "You're not. I'm here. I know what you're going through and it's part of my plan." So Jesus sends, what's the plan? Well, look at verse 11. He looked around behind him, he hears this voice of the trumpet, and he hears behind him, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last," verse 11, "what you see, write in a book." And verse 12, he turns around to see Jesus. Now look what I wrote. This is the only picture of Jesus in the Bible. Have you ever thought about that? This is the only picture of Jesus. Now Isaiah says that his form, you know, is worse, his face is so battered, he doesn't look like he's a human. And it says his beard was pulled out, but it doesn't tell us what he looked like, just how bad he looked. This is the only picture of Jesus in the whole Bible. And look what it is. It's the only word picture describing God the Son, Jesus Christ. It has seven elements. Remember, why not? Seven. John loves sevens. It's Jesus' hair, his eyes, his feet, his voice, his hands, his mouth, and his face. And what the purpose of this passage is something we need. Peter put it this way. He said, "I want to stir you up by way of reminder." That's why he wrote his epistles. Peter didn't write a lot of new stuff. He just reminded them. John didn't write in this book new stuff. He just reminded. Jesus reminds them of what? Well, this is the amazing picture we need to ponder each day as we live through the last days. Jesus came to Patmos to remind John and us that the Christ of the Gospels is now unleashed. Do you understand what is going on? Think about 3 years that John often went back to those days in Galilee, those days walking. I mean, could you imagine how fun it was to relive those days? What were those days like? Well, wherever Jesus went, and John had followed him for 3+ years, Christ's very presence made sure that death fled. I mean, Jesus was raising people from the dead. All he had to do is stop when the widow's son of Nain was in that coffin. He just touched the coffin and the guy sat up. That must have been very unsettling to the people. You know, I mean, it was unbelievable. Diseases faded and the despair of the multitudes melted because broken bodies that could just come into contact with Jesus were mended. You ever thought about that? People used to line the way through the marketplace where Jesus was coming. And if Jesus just walked by, if he was in their presence, it just was like this power emanated from him. If you could just get people close to him. So they were digging through roofs, you know. They were climbing trees to get sight of him. Whatever they could do, they were reaching through. Remember the woman in Mark chapter 5? She reaches through the crowd, through all the feet, and grabs a tassel of Jesus' robe. If you could just get near him, ruined lives were repaired, sightless eyes were restored, empty ears were filled with sound, missing fingers were returned. Hungering lives were satisfied, and John remembered that everywhere Jesus went, wherever he was, whenever he was there, the presence of Jesus meant death, disease, despair were no more. So you remembered that. But Jesus only did that for being in one place at a time. Most of the Gospels are crowds of people walking around saying, which way did he go now? Where? And they'd sail across the Sea of Galilee because they thought he was on the other side, and they were going back and forth because just one place at a time. Crowds came to him. Multitudes flocked to him. None were disappointed. If he came to him, he helped them all. Sometimes it was so great that they would take extreme measures, but they did whatever to get near him. But now, after Resurrection Sunday, this is what Jesus was reminding John and us about. The unlimited power of Christ is now available everywhere. Think about that. Something had changed. After resurrection morning, Jesus was now available to anyone, anywhere, and anytime. If you read those 40 days he was on earth before the ascension, Jesus was showing up all over the place. He showed up walking on a road with a couple on their way to Emmaus, and all of a sudden he's walking through the door with the disciples, scared to death inside. And then he's showing up when Thomas finally shows up to restore him. Jesus is all, and then he goes up and he's on a mountain in Galilee. He's just everywhere and anywhere. with anyone. Now,